Blackstone Audio presents Life on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. Chapter 1. The River and Its History. The Mississippi is well worth reading about. It is not a commonplace river, but on the contrary is in all ways remarkable. Considering the Missouri, its main branch, it is the longest river in the world, 4,300 miles. It seems safe to say that it is also the crookedest river in the world, since in one part of its journey it uses up 1,300 miles to cover the same ground that the crow would fly over in 675. It discharges three times as much water as the St. Lawrence, 25 times as much as the Rhine, and 338 times as much as the Thames. No other river has so vast a drainage basin. It draws its water supply from 28 states and territories, from Delaware on the Atlantic seaboard, and from all the country between that and Idaho on the Pacific slope, a spread of 45 degrees of longitude. The Mississippi receives and carries to the Gulf water from 54 subordinate rivers that are navigable by steamboats, and from some hundreds that are navigable by flats and keels. The area of its drainage basin is as great as the combined areas of England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, France, Spain, Portugal, Germany, Austria, Italy, and Turkey. And almost all this wide region is fertile. The Mississippi Valley proper is exceptionally so. It is a remarkable river in this, that instead of widening toward its mouth, it grows narrower and deeper. From the junction of the Ohio to a point halfway down to the sea, the width averages a mile in high water. Thence to the sea, the width steadily diminishes.